Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically just an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type in the search bar at the Film Punch. If for whatever reason you can't find me over there, you can also head over to my Instagram, which is also at the Film Punch, and the link in the bio should take you where you need to go. Not only can you get the video version of what I talk about over here over on the YouTube channel, but you can also get it earlier, so I highly recommend going over there and subscribing. Also, for those of you who don't know, this podcast will be ending very soon on episode 200. So yeah, all the content will be over there going forward. With all that out of the way, my review for today is for 2023's Missing, starring Storm Reid. So without further ado, let's thank the sponsor and get into it.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Alright, so 2023's Missing is kind of a spiritual sequel to 2018's Searching. If you're not familiar with the plot of that film, essentially a father is looking for his missing daughter using her laptop. And in this, you have a daughter looking for her missing mother using her laptop. So yeah, kind of similar in theme there. Kind of a almost true crime type of movie, which, you know, true crime for me personally is something I enjoy, but can't listen or watch too much of because if I do too much of that, like there's one channel in particular, Mr. Ballin, that I very much like, but if I watch too many of his videos in one day, it just kind of makes me depressed. It makes me sad. It makes me look at the human race like we're all just terrible human beings. So true crime is something I'm interested in, but at the same time, I try not to watch that stuff too much just because, again, that can really mess with your mind after a while. But yeah, I mean, with this film here, I was very intrigued with the concept of it having a film basically be filmed essentially all on a laptop, like almost a screen recording, I guess you could say. And the 2018 Searching film uses that same concept. It's something that I guess has kind of been done a little bit before in other horror movies and stuff like that. I know there's a few, I can't think of any in particular, maybe like Unfriended, is that one of them? I think so. But there are movies that take place just basically on a screen, like you're watching the characters from their own screen, which I think is interesting, but it's also a little gimmicky. It's kind of like found footage films, and over time found footage films have really started to dwindle, and you know, people kind of see it more as a gimmick as these types of movies go on. I feel like that's something that might happen with this type of movie, but for now at least, having not seen 2018 Searching, having only seen this movie in terms of these types of movies, it's something that works for me. It's something I'd be willing to watch again. In fact, I might be doing a review, might be doing a review for 2018's Searching at some point in the near future, just because I'm curious about that one. It looks interesting, and also there might be some slight, ever so slight connections from that film to this film, just mainly Easter eggs, I guess you could say. But I thought I noticed a couple things that I was like, hey, are they referencing the last movie? Even though I haven't seen it, it seems like they might be. So yeah, like I said, a spiritual sequel, that's how the filmmakers described it. Basically set in the same type of world. It easily could be, you know, these people could easily exist in the same world and, you know, have a shared universe, I guess you could say. It's the Searching universe. And in this sense, this would be the second film in this universe. It's something that I would be interested to see again. I'm sure they're planning on making another film like this. The thing that I'm really curious about at the moment is how different this one is from 2018 Searching. I'm wondering, because this one in particular has a lot of twists and turns, and by the end of it, it's very crazy. And at times I didn't mind how crazy it got, but at the same time, I was kind of hoping it wouldn't just go too crazy. And I feel like towards the end, it was just not really what I was wanting. But at the same time, I had a fun time watching everything building up to that. I thought the ending of it was just kind of meh, in my opinion. I think I've actually heard that other people didn't really care for the ending of the film too much. Yeah, for me personally, I wasn't a huge fan of the ending, but like I said, everything building up to it I thought was really fascinating. You start off with the character of June, played by Storm Reid. Her mother, Grace Allen, played by Nia Long, is going on vacation with her new boyfriend, Kevin Lin, played by Ken Leong, and they're going to Colombia. Essentially, she doesn't come home from her vacation, you know, her flight. You know, once it comes, she doesn't get off that flight. Her daughter starts to notice that there's something wrong. There's this whole huge case. You know, you have FBI agents involved. You have Agent Elijah Park, played by Daniel Henney, who's on the case trying to figure out what happened. And the more that June goes through this case, the more that she like uncovers, the more questions that she has than answers. It's fascinating because from the trailer alone, you kind of think that you're seeing the whole movie. You think you know exactly what's going to happen. And while I'm watching the film, very early on, I think I know what's going to happen. And then they just keep doing things to just subvert your expectations, to change your trajectory. And by the time they actually revealed what the reveal was, I was a little let down. I won't lie. I mean, it was shocking for sure, but it's something that I feel like this movie could have done a little bit better, having maybe a little bit better of a reveal. I didn't mind it, but again, it's not my favorite. I'm trying to like dance around spoilers right now, which is why I'm kind of stuttering. I always do that when I'm trying not to like spoil anything, especially for a movie like this. There's so many twists and turns in here that I could spoil for you and immediately give something away. So I'm really not trying to say a whole lot, but there's a lot of really fun characters in here. You have Javi, who I didn't write down the actor for him, but essentially over in Colombia, June has this person that she's, you know, he's essentially doing a freelance gig for her, trying to dig up information, figure out stuff while he's in Colombia, because obviously she's over in Los Angeles. She can't be there to actually figure out things. So yeah, I like that character of Javi, honestly, one of my favorite characters in the movie. Really wish I wrote down the actor's name, but I did not. So apologies to that actor. If I remember later, I will put it in the description down below because I would like to credit him. But I didn't even mention the directors or screenplay writers or story writers or anything like that. Right now, I will mention the writers on the story. Anish Chaganti, excuse me, hiccups, and Sev Ohanian. They worked on 2018's Searching. I believe Anish Chaganti, hopefully I'm saying that name right, directed the film, and then Sev Ohanian wrote it. So yeah, they did the story for this film. The screenplay and the directors are Nicholas D. Johnson and Will Merrick. And yeah, I always just like to credit people where I can. But yeah, it's a really interesting concept for a film. The trailer was kind of lackluster. It didn't look very good from the trailer alone, but I will say, as opposed to the trailer and watching the movie, I do think the movie is better than what the trailer makes it look like. There were times where I was full of anxiety, not sure what was going to happen. I was nervous for the character of June. You know, I was fascinated the entire time trying to, because the way that you're like watching her laptop, essentially, it's almost like you're investigating it yourself. So I just found myself sitting there just so perplexed and trying to figure things out on my own rather than having the movie, you know, show things to me. I'm looking at like different messages on the screen and stuff like that, and trying to decipher things and try to come up with theories and hunches and all that kind of stuff. With a movie like this, it's really fun to do that kind of stuff. You know, with like Knives Out, those types of movies, I like a good mystery. And I think this movie does have a pretty good mystery to try and figure out to solve. It's fun to try to decode everything as you go along. And then usually by the time that the big reveal comes, it's usually never what you expected, and that is definitely the case for this film. Yeah, anybody else I want to mention here? Megan Suri as Nina, or not Nina, yeah, Nina? Vina, my bad. That V looked like an N for a second. He's one of the friends to June. Yeah, I mean, again, I really wish I wrote down that guy who played Javi, because he played a lot bigger of a part in the movie than I expected. You know, he was basically a secondary character. I very much liked him. I liked the story that he had in there, which reminds me, the story is actually pretty heartwarming at times. There were moments where I actually found myself shedding a tear. Yeah, that's not something I expected from this movie. Not just because of the relationship between June and her mother, you know, having a child trying to find their missing parent. That alone is very, very emotional and something that would make you probably maybe cry if you put yourself in her shoes or put yourself in the mom's shoes. You know, that's a terrifying situation. But there's moments in here where there's just like heartwarming moments between, you know, maybe you'll get like a little voicemail from her mom or something like that. Or, you know, another character in the sidelines will say something about their life that will make you feel for them. Just a surprising amount of heart that I wasn't expecting in this film. Is this movie going to like make you cry and have you bawling by the end of it? Probably not. But for a movie like this, I wasn't really expecting those story elements. So I appreciate that. I will say at the beginning, there was a lot of dialogue, especially from June's character, that felt like an adult just making up stuff for a kid to say, essentially, you know, trying to sound like a teenager. But as the film went on, it's something that I noticed less. But yeah, in the beginning, at least, you know, once June's mom leaves, she like throws a party, and it's those typical teenager things that it's kind of a gray area, because, you know, it's an adult trying to write dialogue for a child, and it doesn't always sound organic. So there were times in the beginning where it did feel a little scripted, not even just with June's character, but also maybe Grace's character as well. Even throughout the film, there were times where it felt a little scripted, but again, as the film went on, it's something that bothered me a little bit less. So it's about an hour and 40 some minutes, not a super long movie. I didn't really feel like it was a super long runtime. There was one review I saw that said that it felt really short. I wouldn't say it felt really short to me. They said it was like an hour and 10 minutes, or at least that's how it felt to them. I can't necessarily relate to that. It felt like its runtime, which again really isn't that long, but you know, it's a good runtime. I think for a movie like this, it says what it needs to say and gets out, unlike a lot of movies nowadays that, you know, they don't have as much to say, but feel the need to be almost 3 hour movie. So yeah, I mean, again, it's a pretty straightforward type of plot with a lot of twists and turns that you will not expect, you know, a surprising amount of heart at times. Overall, the acting I think is pretty good, but again, some of the dialogue just isn't the greatest, but overall, not a bad film whatsoever. Would I give this a premium ticket? No, but I think I'm going to go ahead and give this... it's between a standard ticket and a discounted ticket. If you don't know my ranking, premium ticket, you know, obviously the highest tier, worth the price of admission and worth watching, or not watching, but buying on VOD, Blu-ray, DVD, whatever you might have. Standard ticket, worth the price of admission, discounted ticket, worth watching on a discounted price. Free ticket, obviously, you know, explains itself there. But yeah, I think overall I'm going to have to give this and purely for the fact that I haven't seen these types of movies before, so it's an experience that I haven't had yet, I'm going to give it a standard ticket. But for people that have probably watched this type of movie more than once, maybe a discounted ticket. I don't know. That's just how I feel. But yeah, I would love to know how you guys feel about this movie. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Are you in the middle? Comment down below. Tell me what you think. Please, no spoilers down in the comments below. If I see them, I will delete them. I don't want to do it, but I will if I have to. Have you not seen the film? Are you planning on watching it anytime soon? Why or why not? I would love to know that as well. Comment down below with that. Really, anything you want to comment down below, anything and everything, I would love that. I respond to pretty much every comment, so down below, let's do it. Leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload, and I will see you in the next one.
Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, I am on YouTube at The Film Punch and Instagram at The Film Punch. I also have a separate Instagram account just for kind of posting personal stuff, whatever I want to post really, which is at The Film Sensei. Don't really post there very often, but if you want to follow me there, you can. Also on Facebook at The Film Punch, really just post over there when I want to promote a new video that I put out. So it's really the only thing I do there, but you can also follow me there if you want. So yeah, that's all my social links at the moment. Thinking of starting up a TikTok soon, but might just stay on the YouTube short route. But yeah, the end of the episode is usually when I ramble about whatever I want to ramble about. But before I do that, I do want to mention what is going to be in the next episode. Next episode will be my review for That 70s Show, which, you know, I'm reviewing in preparation for That 90s Show, which will be the review in the episode after that. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for those reviews. Should be coming out in the next couple of days. So yeah. And then I think I might be watching Skinamarink. So yeah, we'll see if I do that one. Excuse me, just got hiccups. I always get hiccups at the worst time. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be talking about in the near future. I don't know. I'm kind of trying to think about what is coming out in the near future. I mean, it's nothing super huge. There's other things I guess I could watch, like The Sun with Hugh Jackman. But I don't think I'm going to watch that one. I mean, Ant-Man's coming out relatively soon, so, I don't know if I'm going to watch anything in preparation for that. I mean, I might watch something, but I don't know if I'm going to review anything. Maybe I'll review Loki. That would be worth watching. But I almost kind of want to save reviewing all the Marvel stuff I haven't reviewed for, you know, one big review or like a series of reviews, but, I don't know. Maybe that'll be my question for you. Not really. If you want to answer my question, you can go over to Instagram. Yeah, do you think I should just, like, review Loki and just go ahead and do that? Or do you think I should wait to review it for when, you know, either Loki Season 2 comes out or when I want to do that big Marvel series, if I get to it? Honestly, I feel like it might be better just to kind of pluck off the ones that I haven't seen, or not the ones, I've seen everything Marvel, but pluck off the ones that that I want to watch at the time I want to watch them, I guess. I mean, it's less fun, but also it's a lot of commitment and a lot of movies, and that would take a lot of time, and I would have to try and watch a certain amount of movies in a certain amount of time before, you know, another Marvel movie came out, so that would be a lot of work, and I'm already trying to do a lot of other stuff this year, so that'll probably either be on the back burner or, you know, I'll just go the route of reviewing stuff when it becomes relevant. So, you know, I could review, like, the first two Ant-Man movies. You know, it would be fun to go and review, like, everything that Ant-Man is in, but I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not. If anything, I'll review, like, the first two Ant-Man movies and then probably Loki, because that's a pretty big show to watch going into Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. But I'm a big Marvel fan, so Marvel content is always going to be something that I want to try to do when I can and as much as possible, because that is my fandom that I am, like, ride or die, you know? Even if a Marvel movie doesn't look very good to me, I'll still go see it. 9 times out of 10. 9.9999 times out of 10. But yeah, as of recording this, I just took a little break from watching That 90s Show. So far, so good. I mean, a little spoiler alert to my review on it, but we'll have to wait and see. I'm only on episode 3, so, you know, there's still a chance for me to not like it, but it's taken some getting used to, for sure, but that's all I'll say about it for now. Most people aren't listening at this point. So if you are, I very much appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off here. But once again, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at The Film Punch. Also a separate Instagram account at The Film Sensei. Go follow me on all of those areas if you want. But above all, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I would very much appreciate that. But yeah, thank you all for listening once again, and I will see you in the next one.